Michigan's lost a couple. We talked about the Illinois game. Yesterday, obviously, the stakes were big, but they lost Brooks during the course of the game. What kind of glue is Brooks for Michigan moving forward? Because Dickinson against some of these big guys has been terrific at times, and then the last couple times he's looked like he's a younger guy.
He has. I mean, Kofi Coburn really dominated him, I thought, in that game. And, you know, he's 1 of 8 from the field. Again, you're not going to see, okay, well, the strategy against Dickinson is to put your 7-foot-tall, 280-pound guy against him. You know, like, not everyone has a Kofi Coburn that they can just roll out there. Now all right, we've got the solution to slowing down Hunter Dickinson. But I mean, Eli Brooks is a glue guy. He's a really good defender.
Yes.
You know, the Michigan people will tell you they think he might be the best on-ball defender in the Big Ten, whether or not he wins Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year. Frankly, I don't think he's going to. But I understand the argument that you could make for him to win it.
Mm-hmm.
He's really good. He's in that elite group of guys who makes life miserable for whoever he is guarding. So, yeah, I think it's significant. I mean, you know, they played without him against Minnesota and lost that game.
Yes.
They got blown out without him against Minnesota. So I don't think it's insignificant. I'm hopeful. You know, Wieskamp got hurt too yesterday.
I know.
It was a brutal day. I mean, Wieskamp is, you know, I mean, I think you can make an argument. I don't think he'll make first team all conference, but again, I think you could make an argument for him to make first team all conference.
I mean, I agree.
He's a pro, Steve. He is a surefire pro.
I've said that to many people. He's the pro on that team. Yep.
He is really, really good, man. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I don't think the stakes are particularly large for either of those teams in the Big Ten tournament. Not to minimize the Big Ten tournament, because it is my goal to maximize the Big Ten tournament. But I think Michigan's a 1 seed. And I think Iowa's a 2 seed, unless they were to maybe win the whole thing. And then, you know, depending on what happens with some of these other teams, could they play their way on the one line? I doubt it, but maybe. So I don't know. I think those become interesting calculations for Juwan and for Fran McCaffrey, kind of depending on how healthy those guys are, what you do with them in Indy.